India?
Well, for the last couple of years, means we have been thinking about the future of our movement in India and how we can move forward. So background to this, we organized a couple of meetings to think about it. Means in 2017, July, we had a Dhammaduta conference, where all the major institutions and those who were holding major responsibility, we came together and we discussed about our movement fully, and where we did the SWOT analysis of our movement. Again, followed that, we organized three stand meeting at Bhaja in 2017. There also around more than 100 auto members we gathered, and we discussed about the movement and future of our movement. And then last year in December, again at Borudharam, we thought about how could be our future in India. So we came with certain priorities, which has been also discussed in all different stand thoroughly, and they have their different priorities as a stand. So we have loads of information, but we were struggling how to put that in different sections. So Amrusud is going to say something.
Yes, though it is written here India in 2038, but the process to explore that, in that process we thought about the 50 years of the next, how the Sangha will be in India. So nowadays, since few years, there is a very much growing response towards the Buddhism and Dr. Ambedkar's vision in India. And particularly, I would like to mention that actually Dr. Ambedkar mentioned in his 1936 talk in India, he requested all the other caste political leaders, but that time they didn't understand that. It took 70 years to understand now. So particularly other backward classes community is there, and 52% population is there. So nowadays all the political leaders, they started awareness and they are moving towards the Buddhism. So that's a very big opportunity. In Gujarat, because of the atrocities nowadays the fundamental Hindus are doing in India, so the people started to rebel that and coming towards the Buddhism. So in the last 5 years, more than 2 lakh peoples, they already converted into the Buddhism. Same situation in the Uttar Pradesh and Chhattisgarh as well. So in this way,
South India
and South India as well. So in coming years, it's a big opportunity throughout India we have. And already lots of mass conversion in different parts of India took place. So I am thinking at present we have the 35 centers and 35 groups. So maybe in coming 10 years, 15 years, that 35 groups may converted into the big centers. And another new locations will be identified, that may be more than 100. Yeah, in the same way, already 2 years ago, we started the youth initiative. And there is a nowadays culture started because Dr. Ambedkar focus on more on to getting the education. So 50 years before, in most of the Maharashtra, lots of localities, there was a small Buddhist shrines. But now, because of urban areas, people more getting the money and good jobs, so the shrines on the first floor, they started to convert into the libraries. So we are thinking to attract the youths through the because lots of youths are career oriented. So we are thinking to start the career activities and the libraries to attract the youths, and through that in last 2 years already we get the very good response from Triratna youth activities. So approximately 5,000 boys and girls benefited. So it will be multiplied very fastly in youths, and as well as for the we are thinking to the small childrens, means under 15 age, yes, to have a means of promoting of the Buddhism through the childrens from their childhood. And already means we got means the present situation is that actually we have 1800 to 2000 ordination request, yes, and apart from these we have last 2 years from youths 150 ordination request. So it will be also means more than 5000 may going to be happen.
This is met.
Yeah. In the same way, in all means of caste and religions, women, they started to fight for the equality in India. So the awareness for getting the equality already has been started. The most best example in 1.5 year ago or 1 year ago. In South India, there is the Hindu temple Sabarimala, and the women particularly don't have entry to worship there. So it's a big chain of the women, and they fight for that, and women get entered into that. The same situation in the Muslim peoples also. In Allahabad particularly, there is no provision of performing the marriage ceremony by the women in Muslims. So already in Allahabad, the big group of women come forward and they started to do that. So I am giving these examples, the awareness for the equality in Indian women, apart from different means caste and religions, that has been already started. So that is the means good opportunity to attract that all people towards the Buddhism. Yeah. yes. We are thinking to have a means Bhante's literature in different language. That is in means maybe 2038. At least 5 to 10 languages we may start to publish the literature in other languages in India.
And media
as well. And two more thing I would like to just ensure. We are also thinking on the way of establish the bank in Nagpur. We will start the means bank project, and as well as we are thinking in the establishing the Indian Adhisthana as well.
So in terms of more retreat centers and training centers in India. We have lots of them in Maharashtra, but in North India as well as in South India, we need for that, so we can spread tourism. And in terms of economical sustainability, we are thinking about having a Triratna Bank in India.
We can take help from.
Yeah.
Yeah. We can have this bank, international bank, branches in India. Okay. So there is the core elements is that, as you know, that there we have the big means, what I can say. Dr. Ambedkar's means, what we call it, it's the main means, unique approach Dr. Ambedkar has. So we are getting benefit from that, because usually nowadays we are only in the Maharashtra, but in as you know, India is a big country and we have the different 28 states like that, and many of Dr. Ambedkar's followers are there and they are waiting for us. So this is the main Dr. Ambedkar's approach.
Sangharakshita
and Dr. Ambedkar. Yeah, and then secondly, just as I want to say, definitely Bhante's approach, because it is also unique approach, because usually we have just, if you want to be a Buddhist, you will have to be a monk. But now we have the great Bhante's approach, so everyone can practice through our systems. Specifically, our Triratna system is very good for every level, for youth, for old age, for all. So that's why that is the specific approach we have. So we can get definitely benefit from that. And as well as Ambrosidhi said, that many people are seeing the Dhamma for the transformation, because as you know that India is big, we have biggest problem is the caste system. And Dr. Ambedkar told that only the Dhamma can eradicate the caste. Mm. This is the only way. So likewise, the people are believe on this. So that's why it is, we have the good opportunity to go to every people. So there's like the general people as well as different Ambedkarite group. Even they various groups are working in India and outside the India, and they definitely want to do practice Buddhism.
And they want to work together.
And they want to work together. So this is the, we have the good opportunity to work together with them. And as Ms. Ambrosi told that conversion is happening, already it's happened, already is happening day by day in big, large group like that.
So what goes into Hinduism? In the past, general classes used to be a doorways of coming people into the Sangha. But nowadays they are getting thinner and thinner, and we would like to put that into museum. We want to create a different type of classes, maybe the way you run here in the West, some introductory and more interactive classes. So we would like to do that. Too much centric approach means people just over-identify with their centers and institutions. So that we want to put in the museum. And regionalism. I mean, there is a lot of regionalism because of the culture, caste, and so many other conditioning within particular state also. Within Maharashtra, we have different region. So people feel that, oh, our region is strong and these people shouldn't come to our region. So like that. So we have to put that also in the museum.
Yeah.
And our main priorities are finding balance between activism and practice. Well, many people, order members, mitras, they are very much active outside in the world to help to spread the dharma. But we need some balance between activism and practice. We need more retreats and situations where we can encourage people to practice going to deep. Effective training on all levels. That we have been doing our best to have training, effective training on all levels, maybe at beginners level, order levels, and mitra levels. Some retreats apart from Subhuti and other senior members, some retreats for order members are going on, and our big events like order weekends and regional order weekends, convention, they are going well. As well as we are training mitra study leaders very thoroughly for last couple of years. We organize Mitra Study Leaders Conventions. So more than 100 order members to come on that. And we discuss about the principles and the effective ways of communicating the Dharma, as well as we cover how to teach the present Mitra system, Mitra study effectively. And that has been going very well. We form a small Kula of Sikha project in India. We met once, and we are thinking about how to develop the ways of communicating the Dharma effectively in India, in different languages, different regions, different states. So we are thinking about that, as well as how to be more effective on different level, like beginners level, mitra level, and order levels. We need media house and publication, as Amrusiddhi mentioned. We do lots of things, but in terms of documentation and in terms of presenting to the people, so we can effectively go to the people, as well as it will help us to create some kind of funding. So we are very much lacking into this, means in media, publicizing our work and creating documentation and publication also. There is a lot of demand for translating Bhante's books into different Indian languages, but we are struggling. We don't have very good translator, neither we have a lot of funds, but there is certainly a great demand for new kind of publication, particularly from Tri Ratna. Recently, we launched a couple of websites where we can go and visit and read some literature in different languages. But lots of things could be done in this area. And we also want centralized funding system. All the centers are self-sufficient, I mean they are trying to raise their fund. some big centers are very doing very good, but smaller centers are struggling. And there are also new initiatives in different states. And as Amru Sudhi said, there are around 35 different groups are working in India, and they need some kind of help in terms of resource as well as in terms of money. So, but we don't have like the ECA and the Future Dharma Fund have here the centralized funding system. So we are thinking about to do something about that. We haven't come out with a concrete suggestion or resolution, but certainly we are thinking about opening a bank in India. So that's it.